राधवाचो मंग मंग प्रलोभयात्पत्या सक्तं कामे सुतेर भरी तत्संग भीतो निर्विण मुमुक्षु स्वान उपस्थितः। ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। प्रहलाद महाराज सेड, माय डियर लॉर्ड, अ सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड, बिकॉज आई वॉज बॉर्न इन एन एथिस्टिक फैमिली, आई एम नेचुरली अटैच्ड टू मेटेरियल एंजॉयमेंट, देयरफॉर काइंडली do not tempt me with these illusions. I am very much afraid of material conditions and I desire to be liberated from materialistic life. It is for this reason that I have taken shelter of your lotus feet. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Materialistic life means attachment to the body and everything in relationship to the body. This attachment is based on lusty desires for sense gratification, especially sexual enjoyment. Kama iste iste suta jnana. When one is too attached to material enjoyment, he is bereft of all knowledge, suta jnana. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, those who are attached to material enjoyment are mostly inclined to worship the demigods to procure various material opulences. They are especially attached to worship of the goddess Durga and Lord Shiva because this transcendental couple can offer their devotees all material opulence. Prahlad Maharaj, however, was detached from all material enjoyment. He therefore took shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nrsingdev and not the feet of any demigod. It is to be understood that if one really wants a release from this material world, from the threefold miseries and from janma mrutyu jara vyadhi, birth, death, old age and disease, one must take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For without the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one cannot get release from materialistic life. Atheistic men are very much attached to material enjoyment. Therefore, if they get some opportunity to achieve more and more material enjoyment, they take it. Lord Maharaj, however, was very careful in this regard. Although born of a materialistic father, because he was a devotee, he had no material desires. Anya bhasta sunyam. Paramaradha Gurudev Sri Srimadesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj Bhashya. मं मं प्रलोभयोत्पत्त्याः सक्तं कामेषु तैर्वरे तत्संग भीतनिर्विण मुमुक्षुस्तं उपाश्रितः। प्रह्लाद महाराज saying to Lord Nrsingdev, my dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, because I was born in an atheistic family, I am naturally attached to material enjoyment. Therefore, kindly do not tempt me with these illusions. I am very much afraid of material conditions, and I desire to be liberated from materialistic life. It is for this reason that I have taken shelter of the lotus feet. Prahlad Maharaj, we have been saying, is a great devotee, very dear devotee of the Supreme Lord. Though Prahlad Maharaj was born in an atheistic family or demoniac family, still he was a great devotee. Daityanam Prahladasmi. In the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan has said this thing. Among the daityas, asuras, demons, I am Prahlad. Because the Supreme Lord can manifest Himself everywhere. Everything is the manifestation of His energy. Or in other words, we may say, everything is the manifestation of Supreme Lord. Because Shakti Shakti Man Abhinna. We have this sutra, formula. There is no difference between energy and energetic. So manifestation of energy means manifestation of energetic or Bhagavan. So, the Supreme Lord can also manifest Himself in demoniac family. So He is Prahlad Maharaj. And this is a fact. The devotee is very dear to the Lord. Sarva maha guna gana vaishnava sarire Krishna bhakte krishna guna shakali sanchare. This is stated. Those who are devotees of Lord Krishna, they possess all the transcendental qualities, godly qualities. You understand? Those you can find in Lord Krishna. Krishna bhakte krishna guna sakali sanchare. This is stated. Jasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarve yunishtatra samasti sura. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahat guna manurthena sati bhavat bahi. In Srimad Bhagavatam this has been said. One who is a dear devotee of the Lord, an alloyed devotee, one who has developed an alloyed devotion, ekantik bhakti, sarve gunishtatra samasti sura. Srimad Bhagavatam says, all the good qualities, all the divine qualities manifest in his person along with the demigods. Hrava bhaktasya kuda mahat guna manurthena sati dhavata bahi. Those are not devotees of Lord Hari. They have no good qualities at all. Though, apparently, they seem to be very expert persons, very qualified persons, very able persons. In this material world, very intelligent persons, very powerful persons, that may be. But they have no good qualities at all. Manartyanasati dhavata bahi. They are only guided by mental speculation. You understand? They are just making a chariot out of their mental speculation and just riding on it, wandering either and either, like that. You understand? So, those who are dear devotees of the Lord, they are naturally decorated with all divine qualities of the Lord. So, Prahlad Maharaj had such qualities because he was a great devotee of the Lord. Though he was born in an atheistic or asuric family. Asuras or demons are naturally attached to material enjoyment. So when Lord Narsingdev asked him to offer some benedictions, Prahlad Maharaj said, "I don't want any benediction." Benediction means some material benefit. Generally. Do you understand? Benediction. Here in this material world, all people like that. They want such things. And when some superior person, or say, Gurujan. Gurujan. Blesses someone, say, Dhan Jan Gop Lakhmi Chaturvarga Prapta Ho. You understand? You understand? No. Dhan Jan Gop Lakhmi. Material wealth, jana, followers, cattle, Gop, Lakhmi Devi. You understand? Material opulence, let you get everything. This is their blessing. You understand? And all people want it. Yes. You blessed me. You understand? There's a blessing. If someone will be bereft of all these things, he thinks, "I'm very, very unfortunate. I cannot get blessing." The Lord Krishna, Lord Krishna's blessing is like this. You understand? If I bless somebody, so are my mercy on him, or I favor him, somebody. Gradually take away all his material assets, everything, and make him Dina. You understand? Make him poor. Very, very dino, distressed. And that is blessing. You see? Here nobody can understand what sort of blessing it is. It's neither not blessing, it is curse. What blessing? Takes away everything. All my material assets, all my material opulence, everything he takes away and says, "This is blessing." What sort of blessing? It's not blessing at all. It's a rather curse. Curse. He cannot understand that this is blessing. You understand? It's a real blessing. If he will be bereft of all these things, all material opulences, material wealth, material friendship, material attachment, everything, then naturally you will take shelter of the Supreme Lord. "I have nothing, I have nobody here, no friend, no relatives, no kith and kin, no sympathizer, nobody is here, and I have no material asset, nothing. I am very, very distressed, wretched fellow. Who is there for me? It's only Krishna is there." So naturally it takes shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. This is real blessing. Thereby Krishna gives you such opportunity by taking away everything from you. But here, in this material world, people cannot understand this. They understand this. Real blessing. Prahlad Maharaj knows this thing very well. because it's a devotee. So didn't want any material enjoyment, any material benediction. So he says, kindly do not tempt me with illusions. I am very much afraid of material conditions. I desire to be liberated from materialistic life. And for this reason I have taken shelter of your lotus feet. And again, why are you tempting me? By offering such benedictions to material attachment, material enjoyment. I'm very much afraid of it. Really, one should be very much afraid of it. But how many are there who are afraid of this thing? Nobody is afraid. All want all these things, they enjoy it. Rather, they take delight in it. If someone gets anything material, wealth, fame, position, So they are worshipping Durga Devi, Goddess Durga and Shiva, because they offer such benedictions against all material enjoyment, material opulence. So this worship is rampant. You understand? And this is a great ceremony. With pomp and ceremony, they are observing such worship, Durga Puja, everywhere. All government, non-government offices, industries, everything is closed. Because great ceremony is going on, all will be engaged in that ceremony, you see. You understand? They will get benedictions from Durga Devi. They are aspiring for it. When Goddess Durga will bless me with all these things. You understand? So, holidays. Get benedictions, worship Durga Devi, get benedictions, and be merry. Be merry or sorry? Here, Prahlad Maharaj is sorry, but you are merry? Janardhan Das? You understand? Such things going on. They don't know. That all these material enjoyments are the source of all sorts of misery. Therefore, in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna said, Jaisam Spaza Bhoga Dukkha Jono Yayivati Adyanta Banta Kaunteya Nati Suramati Buddha. This bhoga, this material enjoyment, is the source of all sorts of misery. Dukkha jonaya. And the happiness of pleasure that is derived out of it is adyantavanta. It's temporary. It comes and goes. It has beginning and end. And everything, all, every arrangement here in this material world is adyantavanta. Nothing is eternal here. So how can you get eternal benefit or eternal pleasure, eternal happiness or eternal benediction from Lord Shiva or Durga Devi? They cannot give you. You understand? That day I was saying, they have two types of krupa, mercy. Sagapata krupa, agapata krupa. You understand? Durga Devi and Shiva have two types of mercy. Shagapata, Agapata. You know?
No.
You cannot remember things as think so. I told that Shagapata means krupa or mercy with duplicity. Agapata krupa means mercy without duplicity. You understand? And this all atheistic people, materialistic people, asura, demons, they worship Durga Devi for this material benefit. So Durga Devi gives them this mercy as the duplicity, allied. You take all these things, I give you. But you must remember, you must see, I have this trident in my hand. Be prepared to take this thrust of my trident. You understand? So, eventually, all this material benefit turns into misery. You understand? Dukkha jonaya, source of all sorts of misery. Those who are Buddha, learned persons, pandit, intelligent men, they know all these things, they never aspire like Prahlad Maharaj. He says, please don't tempt me with these illusions. I'm very much afraid of this. You understand? And therefore I have taken shelter of your lotus feet. And this is only means to be free from this temptation. You understand? Free oneself from this temptation, material temptation. And to be free from the clutches of maya. Māmivaje pravadyanti māyā mītaṁ parantihi. Gita says this. When he takes shelter at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, he can be very easily released from the clutches of māyā. You understand? Otherwise, devihesa gunamayi mama māyā durattaya. This māyā sakti, illusory energy, Durga Devi, is very, very difficult to surmount. Nobody can. One means, take shelter of Lord Nrisimhadeva, Supreme Lord. Then you can very easily get out of her clutches. So Prahlad Maharaj said, for this reason I have taken shelter of your lotus feet. Those who are devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, they have no material desire. Anna vidhasta sunyam jnana karmadhyana brutam anukullena krishna anuslanam bhaktiruttam arup goswami says this thing. Anna vidhasta sunyam, no other desire. You understand? Other desire means no material desire at all. Anna vidhasta sunyam. Two types. Desires are there. One is bhukti kamana and the other is mukti kamana. Bhukti kamana means to get all sorts of material enjoyment and enjoy them. Mukti kamana means desire, liberation. Liberation means here to merge oneself into that Brahmana form, Brahma Sajudya Mukti. You understand? That is kamana. And all two types of kamana are desires are material desires. They're all material desires. Sarupa Goswami says, anna vidhasta sunyam jnana karma jnana brutam Ankulena Krishna Anusranam Bhakti Uttama. You understand? Free from all sorts of this material desire. From bhakti kamana and from mukti kamana. You understand? Bhakti kamana means enjoying all material sense objects. Mukti kamana means aspiring for liberation, merging into Brahma. You understand? Free from all these two types of desires and desire for one thing. Anukulyena Krishna Anushilana. To serve Krishna favorably. Anukulyena. You understand? That is the best type of devotion. Bhakti Uttama. So, Prahlada Maharaj is free from these two types of allurement, two types of kamana, desires. Mukti kamana and mukti kamana. So he says, I don't want any benediction. You are offering me some material enjoyment, at the same time this mukti. I don't want this. I am very much afraid of it. You understand? Only one thing, please grant me. Janmani janmani swore bhavata bhaktir ahit vidohi mapu sikhya. No mukti. So, I will be born here again and again in this material world. Isn't it? No mukti. Huh? But, in every life, I want to serve your lotus feet. It's only desire, nothing else. This is real liberation. You understand? This is real liberation. So Durga Devi cannot attract him. You understand? And cannot keep such a devotee in her fort, in her prison house. It's really mukti. You understand? And Prahlada Maharaj is such a person. So he didn't want also. Only pure devotion, janmani janmani swore bhavata bhakti ahetuki bhakti. I want this. Ahetuki bhakti. You understand? No reason at all. Unconditional service. No condition. You understand? This unconditional service. Because Krishna is the only object of love. Isn't it? It's the Supreme Lord. It's the only Supreme Lord. And all others are His servitors. So one should serve Him. There should be no condition. You understand? And those who are pure devotees, they serve the Supreme Lord Krishna unconditionally. No condition. Thus, those who are materialistic people with some devotion, or those who are mixed devotion. Mixed. You understand? Devotion mixed with material desire. It's mixture of bhakti, mixed devotion. They have some conditions. Oh, Supreme Lord, please make me out. Make me expert here, very efficient here in this material world to manage things very nicely and get everything here very nice situation, comfortable situation. Huh? Then I'll serve you. I'll serve you. The mix of conditions. But pure devotees like Rupa Maharaj and Prahlada Maharaj, they never make any condition. Because they are only object of love. And you are the only Supreme Lord to be served. So we'll serve you in any condition of life, no condition at all. Whatever you give us, we'll serve you. You understand? Because they know the Supreme Lord is all good. Śrutaṁ sarva bhūtānam is the only well-wishing friend of all living entities. He never wishes anything ill of anybody. You understand? And if somebody by serving Krishna, or worshipping Krishna, or doing Krishna bhajan, gets some material distress, so he should take it as mercy of Lord. Tattvam kampansu samikhyamana bhunyane vātma kṛta pipākam. You understand? Śrīmad Bhāgavatam. It is said, tattvam kampansu samikhyamana bhunyane vātma kṛta pipākam vidadhān namasti. Mukti pade saudāya bhāva. You understand? Oh, Supreme Lord, I am a great sinful person. You understand? In previous lives, I had committed many sins. So I have to suffer. And you are so kind, so compassionate on me, that now you are giving me suffering, destroying all these reactions. You are so kind. He takes it like that. This is mercy, compassion, anukampa. You understand? One who accepts this suffering of this material world as a mercy of this Supreme Lord and tolerates it. You understand? So tolerate it. He becomes qualified person to approach the Supreme Lord. Bhagavatam says, Mukti pade dhaya bhav. Now he is qualified to approach Supreme Lord. You see? But one who doesn't know all these things, he says this is not mercy. How is mercy of the Supreme Lord? He is very, very unmerciful person. He gives me punishment. You understand? They say, most of the people say like that. They cannot understand Krishna. How is our mercy? You understand? Very wonderful. It's a mysterious thing. But devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, they know it very well and they accept everything as mercy. Yes. Krishna's great mercy on me. That he's destroying my sinful reactions thereby. You see? A light I speak something, Oriana, too much for you. Don't know. Famous verse. Jasyatma buddhye kunapet vidhatuke sodhi kalatradisu bhumajyadi japipta buddhi na salile karichi janishu abhigyesu saeva guha. One who has such intelligence, or such conception, that the body is the self. Do you understand? Atma-buddhi kunope tridhātuke. This body is a kunapa, is a bag. You understand? A bag filled with tridhatu. Vato, pito, kopho. You know English? You know? Tell.
Mucus, bile and air.
Mucus, bile and air. Vato, pito, kopho. Tridhatu. You understand? This bag is filled with this tridhatu. This body, mid body. And one who accepts this body as self, the syatmuddhi kuna petridhatu ge, sodhi kalatradi subhumujyati. He thinks that those who are related to this body, kalatra, wife, children, so-called friends, kith and kin, relatives, countrymen, you understand, they are mine. They are not related to this body, they are others. Sodhikalatradis, vamijyadhi again. And that land is worshipped in which this body is born. The land is my mother, janma bhumi. Janani. Janani, mother. You understand? And she should be worshipped. Bhagavatam says, saiva gokhara, janesu vigyesu, saiva gokhara. You understand? He may be very, very wise person, intelligent person, expert persons in this material world, but he is not to be called a human being. He is gokara. He is cow and ass, one of them. You see? So Srimad Bhagavatam is an impartial scripture. Very, very impartial. Speaks such things. You understand? The dire truth, complete truth, unpalatable truth. Priya satya. You understand? This is Srimad Bhagavatam. And this is natural here. Those who develop such things, they are considered here very great men, patriotic persons, historical famous persons. Those of the tough, well, nobody knows. Worthless person. He's a worthless person. Isn't it? No mention in the history. You'll find no such mention in the history. Is there any mention in the history about Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami? No mention. The mention of Mahatma Gandhi there. Mention of Napoleon Bonaparte there. Mention of Hitler there. Mussolini there, because they have developed such thing. They are great men. Gokara. Sastuta purusha pashu. You understand? Sastuta purusha pashu. So we eat a struck or a. In the jungle, there are jackals. There are hawks, stool-eating hawks, deer, so many jungle animals, and the king of the jungle is a tiger or lion, and they are glorifying them. Great, our king, sastuta purusha pasi. Similarly, those glorify such gokharas. Do you understand? Great men. They are like that, jungle animals. That Bhagavat says.
Oh, yeah, I'm speaking.
हाँ 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 मुँह ओडिया कौत इंग्रेजी हो गला की करिबा यू आर अट्रैक्टिंग मी दशात्म बुद्धि कुणपेति धाक स्वधि कलत्रादि सुमम विद्यति जतीर्थ बुद्धि सलिलेन करति जनेषु अभिज्ञेषु स एव भूकर अंडरस्टैंड ओनली ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ लव इफ समवन कैन लव कृष्ण ही कैन लव वन एंड ऑल हियर एवरीबॉडी दैट्स द रियल लव अंडरस्टैंड द सो कॉल्ड मटेरियल लव There's no love at all. Today it is love. There's no love at all. Rather, it is lost. And the consequence is misery. You understand? So only object of love is Krishna. That is the teaching of Sadhu Shastra Guru. And Prahlad Maharaj is giving such teaching, love Krishna. Then you can love one and all. Because all are related to Krishna, all are souls, spirit souls, they belong to Krishna. One who loves Krishna and knows Krishna, if he sees a soul, he says, oh, this is Krishna's soul. He is very dear to me. Krishna is dear, so he is dear to me. Because he belongs to Krishna. He cannot hate any jiva, any body. But those who don't understand Krishna, those who have never developed any love for Krishna, so their so-called love is not a love. Rather, the opposite thing. You understand? Conditional. Some give and take relationship is there. You are giving and taking. And so you are expecting, so I have already given him. So now he is to give me. If he never gives, finished. And then love becomes hatred. The friend becomes enemy. Then what is this love? You understand? So there is no love at all here in this material world. No love. It's lost. It's lost. Only love is there in spiritual world. Love means love Krishna. So you can love each and one. Material world. Basing on this relationship with this body, terminates in misery, quarrel, and hypocrisy. You understand? So, there is only one relationship, the relationship with Krishna. And all sorts of relationship in this material world should be based on that relationship with Krishna. So there will be no quarrel, no hypocrisy, no hatred. You understand? That is real relationship. Because Krishna is the only object of love, only object of love. You understand? So, Vaishnavas, the friend, the devotees, they establish such relationships on the basis of the relationship of Krishna. You understand? Some household Vaishnavas are there, Guru Vaishnava, Gurustha Vaishnava, they have wife, husband and wife relationship. But that relationship is based on Krishna, not on this bodily relationship. Do you understand? So, Shastra says, Sadhu Shastra, they say, establish such a relationship. Wife loves husband, husband loves wife. Very good. But that love should be based on love of Krishna, not on bodily love. So there will terminate and hypocrisy, quarrel, hatred, and enmity. There will be enmity and hatred and quarrel among husband and wife. You understand? And this is going on here. Isn't it? This is going on here. Because that relationship is not based on the relationship of Krishna. They're based on the bodily relationship. This is the result, consequence. You understand? And all are afraid, all should be afraid of this relationship. Kulharmara is afraid. You understand? And they get such consequences, very bad, bitter consequences. So they approach sadhus. Oh, sadhu Mahatma, please help me. I am getting this bitter consequence. What to do? You understand? I am getting so many letters now. Swamiji, please help me. I am getting such bitter consequence now. You understand? Some ladies are writing letters. Swamiji, I have this bitter taste now. What is this? My husband is beating me. My father-in-law, son-in-law, they are all beating me. Why is this? I want to love my husband, I want to serve my husband, but he's beating me. What is this? Will you please help me? Will you please give me a place in your ashram? I'll stay there. Do you understand? Many letters I am getting. This is bitter consequence. Because the relationship is not based on the relationship with Supreme Lord Krishna. This is the outcome of this bodily relationship. You understand? I give them advice. All right. You take shelter of Supreme Lord Krishna and His holy name. He'll protect you. He'll protect you. That Krishna protected Draupadi. Why will He not protect you? Must protect. Have firm faith in him. But these people have no faith. How can they be protected? How can they be protected by the Supreme Lord? No faith. First develop faith. Firm faith. Firm faith, unflinching faith. And see the result. You understand? And some of them have written me that they will come here. Please come here. All right, let them come. I am ready to help them. And to take them to the lotus feet of Krishna, the holy name. Thank you.
Yes. It seems that as devotees, we may not be so pure ourselves or have so much faith, but we have faith, we're chanting Hare Krishna every day.
Mm.
But when these people come with these problems,
mm.
it seems that they don't want the remedy that's being dished out. And you ask them, just chant Hare Krishna and depend on Krishna.
Mm.
They don't want that medicine.
No, they don't want that medicine, yes. But that is the medicine. Mm. Do you understand? One verse is there. Pidata tattva rasanasya narochikan. Pidata tattva rasanasya narochikan. One verse is there. The sloka chi Rupa Goswami kara. That verse is there. One who has developed this bile, pitta, do you understand? Excessive bile, pitta. So everything tastes in bitter, pitta. Even sugar cane, do you understand? Pitapta prasanasya naruchikam, kintadradhanu daiva kalsaiva dhistha. Do you understand? Tadgatamurahantri. That verse is a very nice verse. He has developed bile, pitta. So everything tastes bitter, pitta. Even sugar candy. This jaundice disease is the disease of bile, excessive bile, pitta roga. So even this sugar candy tastes bitter. You understand? If you go to a physician for the treatment of this disease, the physician will give you such a medicine and then say, take it with sugar candy. That tastes bitter. You understand? And that is the medicine that tastes bitter. And if you have developed faith, instruction or prescription of the physician, though it is bitter, you test it, you take it. And gradually, the disease will be healed up. And that sugar candy, you'll find very sweet. Oh, it's so sweet. You understand? Similarly, they don't want all these things. This is just bitter to them. But this is the medicine we give, prescribe. Take faith in it. If you are coming to me, the sadhu, sadhu vaidya, sadhu is a physician who helps of the material disease. Huh? If you believe it, though it is bitter, take it. And this will cure your disease. And eventually you will find it so sweet, tasty, very nice. But in the beginning it may taste you bitter. But take it. This is medicine. That we say. You understand? Yeah. All right. Hare Krishna.